Time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Potsba State Farm Insurance.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsba State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsba State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsba State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
The people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
As we talk with members of the cast and crew for Dr. Lynn Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, put on by the Pierre Players, coming up next Friday is the opening night. Jennifer, tell me a little bit more about this and how this play was selected.
So this play was selected by our season select. They read through shows every year, but if a person wants to direct a specific show, you can volunteer. And my co-director Josh read this script, and we both really love bringing gothic horrors and penny dreadfuls to life on stage, so we were like, we have to do this.
So tell me a little bit more about directing multiple versions of Mr. Hyde. I mean, we have obviously Dr. Jekyll being played by one character, but then kind of the different personalities show up with different cast members this year for Dr. Jekyll.
So that was interesting. The script asks and tells you that out of your six casts, four of them will be Hyde. So how we did it is that each Hyde plays on a different aspect of Dr. Jekyll. The first Hyde you'll see on the show is like the arrogance, the absolute like I'm entitled, while Hyde number two that shows up is just pure rage. The Hyde that you'll see the most is our Hyde number three, who is here with us today, and he is like all the other three Hydes, the most formed Hyde, while Hyde number four, who is played by a woman, would be like the more sensual version of Hyde.
So with that in mind, Blake, tell me a little bit about why you decided to audition for this play and what you think Hyde number three really kind of encompasses.
Well, I've been a part of a number of performances for the Pierre Players. First one was Clue on Stage, and the last one that I was a part of was Macbeth, and love bringing these kind of stories to life. And then for Hyde number three, it was very interesting because this is the first time taking on one of the lead characters for a show.
So of course you don't just play Mr. Hyde number three. You've got four other roles that you also play as part of this production. Tell me a little bit about how you make all those costume changes and really change the personality between roles and keep them straight.
Well, for Hyde, for his appearance, for each of the Hydes, we use a specific pair of sunglasses as well as a cape to our costume, so that way when we need to do a quick character change, it's not taking up too much time.
Absolutely.
And then switching between characters definitely what sets Hyde apart from all the others is the menace to him, and then in the others it's just kind of a change of the voice and also like kind of body language.
It's something that definitely the audience would be able to pick up a lot better than they'd be able to tell on the radio. Now, let's pull in one of the unseen heroes that I like to call the technical crew, as we were always known in when I was in the theater. Stevie, tell me a little bit about your role with the production and how you got involved.
Well, I've always liked the gothic horrors, which is why I wanted to help. And I decided to do tech crew just because, they're very, it's a, like you said, the unseen heroes of the theater. And there's a great group of women that we've got backstage to help with some of these very quick scene changes. And I like Josh and Jen's role of, we actually have us in costume and being kind of period, and we get to be seen a little bit more, which is kind of a different thing with backstage that you don't normally get to do. So
absolutely. Usually you're dressed all in black and trying to get off the stage before everybody else brings the lights back up.
But, yeah, pretty much.
But really, being in costume kind of allows you to make those transitions without feeling rushed.
Yeah, because it's okay if we're seen a little bit, and so it's kind of interesting because some of these scene changes are massively quick. And so I like their idea of doing it that way.
Absolutely. Now we're going to bring Jennifer back in here quick. And tell us the dates for the performances, cost to it all, and if folks want to buy tickets, how can they do that?
All right. So if you want to buy tickets, box office is open currently. It is open on non-show nights starting at 5 o'clock and going until 7 on show nights. With the exception of Sunday, box office would open on 5, including on Saturday. And then on Sunday, which would be the March 1st, box offices will be open on 12. Performances, our preview is on February 25th. Then we have shows on the 27th, 28th, March 1st, which is our matinee. And then we have the 6th, 7th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th of March. Show nights are at, show starts at 7:30, doors open to get into your seats at 7, and then our matinee door opens at 7:30, and performances starts at 2.
And of course, this is all taking place over at the Grand Opera House here in Pier. So, but if folks want to buy tickets online, how can they do that?
You can go to Pier Player's website, and then you can click to the now showing at the very, you keep scrolling down, it will give you an option to purchase tickets. You can choose the seats that you want to sit at. Ticket costs for anybody that is a student will be $15, adult will be $20. If you're buying tickets the night of, they're going to be $25.
Yeah, and they can find all those details at peerplayers.com. Been talking with Jennifer. Jennifer also with Blake and with Stevie this morning as part of the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Their performances kick off next Friday, the 27th, over at the Grand Opera House here in Pier. Thank you all for coming in this morning and telling us a little bit about the performance. Looking forward to seeing it and then seeing how it all turns out for the cast and crew.
Look forward to having people come.
Again, cast of the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde here on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Pottsville State Farm Insurance.